Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Palms add a wonderful tropical look to the landscape. They're popular around pools because they're relatively neat and their roots aren't destructive. When choosing palms in nurseries in the area, for here in Baton Rouge, hardiness is a major concern. Now, palms are interesting plants. They're really different from most other trees that you grow in your landscape. The internal structure is not woody like an oak or a maple. It's fibrous. Now, this fibrous nature of the trunk of the palm gives it great strength, and that allows palms to stand up during the high winds of hurricanes. Palms also grow differently. Their growing points are different. The trunks on palms never really get any larger once they're created, the way you see, again, in oaks and maples, where their trees get bigger and bigger every year and over time. And that's what gives palm trunks that column shape. Instead of being tapered like most trees, they're just as wide at the top as that they are at about at the bottom. Now, another interesting thing about palms is you notice they don't branch. There's just a single trunk growing up with a head of foliage on top of it. They cannot regenerate a new growing point like many plants can. If you cut back an oak tree, it'll resprout new growing points and grow back up again. But if you cut back a palm, it's over. It cannot regenerate a new growing point. So one option that we do not have with palms, we can never shorten them, cut them back to make them shorter. We'll kill them if we do. And that's the issue we have with freezes as well. You've got to get palms that are hardy, because when the head is up there in the air, freezes can kill the growing point. And once the growing point is dead, the palm is lost. So again, keep in mind hardiness. Now, in selecting palms at the nursery, let me remind you again, the first question that you might want to ask is, so how hardy is this palm that I'm interested in purchasing? Ask the staff to tell you the hardiness of the palm species that they carry. Here in Baton Rouge, you want to get a palm that is hardy down to at least 15 degrees. You can plant less hardy palms if you choose to, and if you know what you're doing, you've made that decision. But for instance, all the pygmy date palms and virtually all of the queen palms, two of the less hardy species that show up in our landscapes, were wiped out in the late freezes of winter in 2010. So keep in mind, if you don't choose the hardiest palms, you may see those palms lost to cold in unusually cold winters. Now, palms are relatively expensive, and that's because it takes the growers a long time to grow a palm tree. Palms are mostly grown from seed, so imagine how long it takes to plant a seed and grow a nice-sized palm tree that's ready to go to market. So you do pay a premium price for palms as compared to other types of trees that you might buy in the nursery. And again, you're simply paying for the production time. You can buy palms purchased in containers or dug out of the ground and with their root balls surrounded by burlap. We call these bald and burlapped plants. The best time to plant palms is right now. Palms love to be planted in the heat of summer. Did you wonder why I was telling you about palms right now? Well, that's it. May through August, a superb time to get palms added to your landscape. When planting palms, make sure you dig the hole as deep as the root ball and about 2 to 3 times as wide as the root ball. Take the palm out of its container and place it in the hole, or place a bald and burlap palm in the hole and then take the burlap and fold it down around the root ball. Take the soil that you removed to create the hole, thoroughly pulverize it, fill the hole back in with that soil with nothing added to it, water it in really, really well, mulch it, and your palm is ready. If it seems a little bit unstable because it's tall, don't forget you may need to stake or brace that palm. Fertilize your palms in the future using a palm fertilizer at your local nursery. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.